Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. And I was reading in this piece about the mother of all disruptions by Kay Himowitz in the City Journal. And this is about how robotics is coming to the point now, and the implementation and use of robotics, especially in major manufacturing, that millions, that will lead to tens of millions of people that are currently employed are going to be disemployed in the next decade by automation, by robotic automation, what they call artificial intelligence. Now, folks, if you're a student of Philosophia Perennis with me, then you know there can be no artificial intelligence, because intelligence is not something that is made by man. Man does not make intelligence. The brain does not hold your intellect. Intellect exists outside of your body. Like Brother Francis, our philosophy teacher, likes to say, you cannot think with your brain, but you cannot think without it. The intellect is part of your soul. It's attached to your soul. It's part of your spirit world, spirit life. To say that you can artificially create it is to defy God. So don't even say it. Now, there may be artificial logic, because all our AIs are doing is a series of logic gates. If you know anything about computer program, there are three gates. There's an if and or. Gates go through a series of, or any question goes through a series of if and or gates, until ultimately it arrives at a conclusion or computation. This just basically uses basic logic. So when a computer that is trying to figure out whether it should do something or not, it's going through a series of if and or gates, and that's how it's making a decision. Your intellect does not function that way. It doesn't function in a mechanical way. It functions in a spiritual way, because that's the way God intended it to work. We also function in things like contemplation, in prayer, when we're totally in our intellect. That's not happening in your brain. It's happening in your intellect. And yet, millions of revelations, millions of communications have taken place between man and God, between men and saints, between men and our Blessed Lady, Mother Mary. So artificial intelligence, then, for the philosopher, is a known sequitur. It does not follow. So some of the fear about this, therefore, is misplaced. Well, what happens when AI starts? Well, it can only do what logic says it can do. If you and I did everything according to what logic says we could do, we'd make a lot less mistakes. Life would be a lot more boring. You get the picture. So let's start from that point of view, that the infatuation with artificial intelligence is an infatuation with an improbability. So it's an error to begin with. Do you get that? Minute charge, please. I pay for a subscription to hear you Trump bash. But it is closely related to our infatuation with sloth, with laziness, and the fact that machines can do things for us. We want the machines to have artificial intelligence, in other words, so that we can do things like play video games. Now, there is a flirtation here with the mechanistic that is real. It's not in the imagination. It's not in the intellect. Our infatuation with the mechanistic is seen every time you walk down the street or you go to a restaurant or you're driving and you see someone's face glued to one of those smartphone screens. That's an obsession. And it's obsession with mechanistics and with mechanical things. Why? Oh, it's dazzling us because it's doing things for us. Again, man, rather than doing them himself, is all too willing to let machine do it for him. There's a danger with this. Joseph Pierce in Small is Still Beautiful wrote about this in the chapter Economics with Soul, under the subheading Human Society is Not a Machine. He writes, this view was echoed in more general terms by Pope Pius XII when he expressed concern that technology was stripping human society of its humanity. Here's what His Holiness wrote, quote, human society is not a machine. It must not be made such, and not even in the economic field. Modern society, which wishes to plan and organize all things, comes into conflict since it is conceived as a machine with that which is living, and which therefore cannot be subjected to quantitative calculations, close quote. In other words, machines can never replace the living because the intellect and the way it's used in man and in animal is not objective, it's subjective. Then he goes on to quote Pope Pius XI, quote, and so bodily labor, which was decreed by providence for the good of man's body and soul, is in many instances changed into an instrument of perversion. For from the factory dead, no, let me say it again. Again, I'm struggling with this head cold and this virus. Why are my voices so gravelly? Forgive me. For from the factory dead matter goes out improved, whereas men there are corrupted and degraded. Close quote. In other words, this infatuation with the machine is serious business here, folks. Serious. I might continue on. I went and looked up, where did Pierce get that quote from? Well, it's from Pope Pius XI's encyclical called Quadragesima Anno. And it is from point number 136. So I decided, let me read the rest of this, or around there. Let me see what the point His Holiness was making. This is profound stuff. Now, I share this with the audience under the goodwill, offering of goodwill, that whether you're Catholic or not, you don't need to send me text messages. You know, I'm not in communication with Rome. Okay, so that makes Pius XI wrong from the get-go before you even hear him. I mean, this sort of prideful silliness is just that. It's prideful silliness. I offer it from the point of view that, like it or not, he was the 200 and some odd successor to the chair of Peter. Like it or not, he was not Hitler's Pope, as he's sometimes derisively called. And like it or not, he was heralded by many the world over as a prophet of sorts about how the modern age was going to turn man into this sadistic, immoral creature that we are today. And he was warning, look, warning, warning, Will Robinson, danger approaching. Warning, warning, Will Robinson, modernity approaching. Turn around and head the other way. It's for your own good. The flight away from the natural is never healthy. The natural world must always be obeyed. It's always a part of everything that man does. Even when we're building machines, it's a part of what man does.